it's here and now. A measure of manufacturing in China hit a six-month high this week, which was a surprise because for much of this year, China's growth has been slowing down. Well, what happens in the world's second largest economy matters all around the world, but especially to the world's largest economy. That would be us. So let's find out more about what's going on from NPR's Frank Langfitt in Shanghai. And Frank, why the uptick in manufacturing?
Well, it's modest growth is what you're seeing. And it's interesting because if you look at manufacturing exports, they're actually down. So the demand isn't coming from the U.S. or Europe. It's really more domestic. And it's also you're seeing increases in other sort of pretty important indicators like electricity consumption and rail freight. That's so far the good news.
And what is the bad news?
Well, it may not last. You know, a number of economists here think that a fair bit of this is driven by government policy, not real demand. The government has put an extra $6 billion into rail expansion and cutting taxes on small companies. So what the government's trying to do, and it's done this in the past, is try to keep the economy moving. But this is small stuff. When you think about sort of the huge challenges that China faces now economically in the coming years, and that's kind of what's up next.
And of course, there's been a lot of focus, even in this country, on this high-profile trial of Bo Xilai, this Communist Party member who was found guilty. Are there signs now that since the trial is now behind us that the new leaders are going to put a renewed focus on the economy?
That's certainly the hope of many people, certainly foreign businesses, but also probably a lot of Chinese. You know, there's a big meeting coming up in November where they're expected to deal with these problems. And when I talk about these problems, you know, we talked about it before. These are big. They threaten the country's economic future. You've got inefficient state-owned enterprises. They have monopolies. You have tons of local government debt. Earlier this year, there was an audit that showed that one-third of the provincial capitals, their debt was bigger than GDP. And the premier, Li Keqiang, has said, as in the past, they're going to try to do a lot of big reforms. But, you know, as is often the case here, there are not a lot of details and you don't see a timetable. So we're waiting to see what happens in November at this big meeting in Beijing.
Now, you're in Shanghai, Frank. I have to ask you about this new free trade zone, they're calling it, that's going to open up. Tell us about that, what it is and what it's going to do.
Well, it's interesting. We don't know that much about it. It's going to open on Sunday, and it's getting a lot of publicity. And the big picture is to try to liberalize trade in this area, cut regulation, make it easier to do business in China, particularly for foreign companies in particular. And the idea is to kind of reduce the government interference, which has been seen as a real drag on the economy in recent years. But again, as usual, there are no details. When you talk to analysts, they sort of expect that foreign companies will be able to set up operations inside this zone, better operations and less bureaucracy, customs and tariff policies probably be a bit better. Foreign banks are hoping maybe at some point they could get wholly owned subsidiaries. But the government, again, we're kind of waiting to see exactly what they have in mind.
So this is kind of a test case, an experiment. This is as if you were to take a neighborhood in New York and just wall it off and say this is going to be a special free trade zone?
Well, they've done this in the past. It's really interesting. They used to do these special economic zones going back into the 90s, and that was where they tried a lot of experiments. And this looks like one where they might be trying experiments as well and see how they go here and then roll them out across the country. The thing is, at the moment, we still don't know exactly what those experiments are going to be, but a lot of people are watching it. For instance, Hong Kong, which does a lot of business, is actually feeling quite threatened by Shanghai now, thinking that Shanghai will become more effective in terms of helping China deal with the outside world financially. So there'll be an event on Sunday, and then in the next few months, we'll kind of see what they have in mind.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in Shanghai. Frank, thanks so much for talking with us.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.